The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, now in its 27th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
All right, let's be optimistic, because being optimistic in middle age increases lifespan by at least 7.5 years, even after accounting for age, gender, socioeconomic status, and physical health. Of course, optimists get stress, says Dr. David Snowden, a professor of neurology at the University of Kentucky, but they automatically turn the response off much more quickly and return to a positive mental and physical state. And we hope that's the state you're in this morning, and we welcome you to the healthiest 2 hours on radio. It's the Snowman with you, keeping you cool and healthy as we do it each and every week at this time here on the program. And we thank you so very much for joining us and making us a part of your weekend, which we do hope to make strong and healthy with the information we have for you this morning. In today's show, in the first hour of the program, Dr. Stephen Bradley is in the studio with us. He has decades of experience in multiple fields of medicine. He's currently the medical director of the Waianae Coast Comprehensive Medical Center, or Health Center, excuse me. And he's an internist and board certified in bariatric medicine, as well as preventive medicine, and as a member of the American College of Sports Medicine. And one of his passions is healthy gourmet cooking, which we'll be talking about with him about nutritious, or maybe rather I should say nutritious, recipe creations that don't have to sacrifice flavor in the name of health. And speaking of cooking, our other guest in this hour of the program is Betty McDonald, Chef Betty. She is the founder and creator of Beach Bunny Bakery in Maui, and she'll be with us on the phone lines from Maui, and she'll be talking about some of the things that she's created over the years, specializing in baked goods that are either gluten-free or sugar-free, vegan, or otherwise fulfill special dietary requirements for patients and people who want healthier options there. She's also taught students how to cook their own healthier meals, and so we'll talk about that, those alternatives to conventional cookies, candies, and confections. So Betty, by the way, was a pastry chef for some of the top Hawaii restaurants, and she'll be sharing her knowledge to help you make healthier choices when it comes to satisfying your sweet tooth and cooking in general. So that's coming up after these announcements and the Health Hotline news. I want to thank Dr. Kevin Gibson for hosting the show 2 weeks ago when I was away on the mainland, attending the Aspen Ideas Conference. This conference is, I have never been to a conference quite like this. Give you an idea on the caliber of speakers. There were 125 speakers, and there's a couple thousand participants. Not this year, but it was either last year or year before. Vice President Joe Biden was one of the speakers. This year I met with two former secretaries of Department of Agriculture. I met with Cory Booker, a senator from New Jersey. He was there. I had lunch with the governor of Montana. I mean, it was just the movers and shakers. But anyway, in the next the reason I'm telling you this is in the next several weeks and months, we're going to have everybody from NASA scientists to Cory Booker. He agreed to be on, the senator from New Jersey, talking about healthcare. Ann Veneman, former secretary of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and many other high-caliber guests to make you a healthier person, because they have just a wealth of information on health and medicine. A lot of scientists and doctors and researchers, scholars, just people from all over the world were there. So it was quite an enlightening experience. And so anyway, I want to my hat's off to Dr. Kevin Gibson for hosting the show while I was gone. And then, of course, last week that was a recorded show, but this week it's live and local. And by the way, so you can be vocal, so you can give us a call later on in the program if you have any questions for our guests. And the number is 833-296-8255, or that spells out talk on your phone keys. And so you can save that number for if you have any questions for our guests. All right. Next hour, Glenn Dunsweiler. He's our first guest for a mini interview. He's a former Hollywood producer. He'll be talking about homelessness and health, how it affects those who are and those who are affected by those who are homeless, and even some benefits of homelessness. Think about it. You know, if you're homeless, at least for short periods of time, you tend to learn humility and resourcefulness and optimism and other things. So anyway, he'll be with us in the first segment of next hour's show. And then Dr. Ira Williams, he's a former oral surgeon, and he'll be explaining how you can be a healthcare warrior. He has a new book on that, and how we can improve our healthcare system in America. He has some novel ideas and approaches to that. And, of course, all of our regular features, Dick Allgaier's Health Report next hour, as well as the Funny Bone Pharmacy, Matters of Sexual Health, and the Fitness File. Right now, though, let's go to Be Naturally Awakened. You know, we always say it's your caffeine-free wake-up call, but we have Betty and Bud on the line, Becky and Bud on the line from Natural Awakenings magazine, and they're here to talk about the July issue. So we'd like to welcome them to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Becky and Bud. How the health are you?
Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Hey, you know, it's after the mid-year holiday of 4th of July, Independence Day, and even though it is, we want our Dr. Health Radio listeners to be independently healthy for the next 170 days that are left in 2018. And so I want to know what's happening in Natural Awakenings magazine that can help our listeners do just that. First of all, the cover, an avocado surfing on the cover picture. What's that about?
Isn't that fantastic? Jahan Valiente features avocados in her art, and it stems back from being a child and sitting underneath an avocado tree, and all of her art is whimsical and beautiful. And so she had we had met her, and she talked to us about possibly doing a cover, and when we had the organic farming topic come up, we thought, what better way to feature Jahan's art than to put it on the cover of the July edition?
That is a perfect tie-in. And, you know, you talk about in your article restoring the nutritional nature of crops. It seems like we've gone so far from that we really need to come back 180 degrees back. I mean, science has, I remember the there was an ad some years ago about a square tomato. It had the scientist holding up a square tomato and saying, well, you know, it doesn't taste good or it's not good for you, but hey, it looks good. Or there was something to that effect. And so we're getting back to nature finally. I mean, what a concept, right? Which we never should have deviated from. But that's your cover story, is catching the wave on organic farming. And then tell us about a few of the other important articles in Natural Awakenings magazine, the July issue, such as the top 10 anti-inflammatory foods.
Yeah, top 10. We like to have those kinds of stories that are quick and clean. And Bud and I just really love to get those out there where people can look at 10 things or 5 things or 6 things. And anti-inflammatory really has a use within our bodies.
Mm-hmm. And then you have better options than opioids, another article in your July issue of Natural Awakenings magazine. And that is front and center in the medical establishment now, as well as the mainstream news. So that's a very important that point just by itself is reason enough for people to pick up an issue of Natural Awakenings. By the way, where can they pick it up? There's only a few places, I understand. I'm being facetious.
There are 300 locations across Oahu, and it's a little late in the month, because sometimes at this point in the month, the racks do empty out.
Mm-hmm.
But anybody who wants to pick up a copy, I know that Jahan will have them at the Haleiwa Art Festival.
Oh, that's right. That's going on today and tomorrow, isn't it?
Yes, yes. And she is in the Haleiwa Art Gallery booth, and they have a nice stack of Natural Awakenings there. So anybody who's looking to pick one up can certainly get one there in Haleiwa.
All right. Weekend. Yeah, that's. I've been to that festival before, and the Haleiwa Art Festival is really one of the premier art festivals of the year here on Oahu. And we invite everybody to go out there and pick up an issue. And which booth are they in again? Is she in again?
It's the Haleiwa Art Gallery booth.
Art Gallery booth at the festival. Okay, great.
Right.
Okay.
And then they are at the Haleiwa Beach Park is where the festival is going on.
Okay, I see. I just looked at the clock and we're pressed for time. So if people can't get a magazine because your magazines do go out quickly, can they go online to read the Natural Awakenings magazine?
They absolutely can. And if anybody is collecting them and needs the July edition and wasn't able to pick it up, they can call us also, and we can make arrangements to get them a copy.
Okay, what's the phone number there for people to call?
808-927-3435.
All right, great. And we'll have you back for the August edition just a few weeks away. Thanks so much, Becky and Bud. Appreciate you being on, as always.
Bye now.
Okay, aloha. There goes Becky and Bud Kowalski of Natural Awakenings magazine, and be sure to look for a copy. It's in, I mean, libraries, all the pharmacies and many of the health stores, and just look for anywhere you see magazine racks, you'll see Natural Awakenings magazine. All right, another announcement I want to make is that the new Down to Earth in Kaka'ako, that's the newest natural food store on the island to do some healthy shopping in, is celebrating their Kaka'ako celebration and sale for the summer. It's today only with mega deals while supplies last, I might add, on a variety of healthy food products. One that I'm going to take advantage of is the Bragg's Apple Cider Vinegar, regular $8.99. It's on sale today for only $4.49. I hope they have some by the time I get off the air and get down there. They're at 500 Keawe Street in Kaka'ako, right off Ala Moana Boulevard. And also the store-wide discounts. If you spend $50 on anything in the store, you get 10% off. $100 gets you 20% off, so a $20 bill back to you when you need to do your shopping anyway. And the salad and hot bar is 30% off today. And that's the only location of Down to Earth is the Kaka'ako location, the newest. And it's only today for those particular specials. So Down to Earth in Kaka'ako. All right, a few other announcements before we get on to the news. Oh, actually, straight ahead in the news. Craving that cake? You can blame your brain. Also, another reason to soak in the sunshine and how a laser beam can keep tabs on your health. Plus, you eat organic food. Should you pay extra for organic wine? Details to these stories and more coming up on the Health Hotline News as Dr. Health continues.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call 911 when they're experiencing uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA-1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
For current health news from around the world, Hawaii depends on the HLTH Health News Network. time now for the Health Hotline News.
All right, donuts. Some of you are having them for breakfast this morning. I know they're tough to resist, but now we know why. It triggers more activity in our brain's reward center. This is research from Yale University. They scanned the brains of hungry volunteers as they looked at images of foods that were either high in carbohydrate, such as candy, high in fat, such as cheese, or high in both, such as donuts. You know, donuts are high in both fat and sugar. Well, volunteers then had to bid for the snack they wanted. This is interesting. Compared with foods high in just carbohydrates or fat, those high in both cause far more activity in the striatum. That's the area of the brain region that releases the feel-good hormone or chemical dopamine, which is also tied to drug addiction. Now, we may have separate brain systems, they say, to evaluate either fatty or carbohydrate-heavy foods or fare, possibly because our ancestors never ate food high in both. So if these systems are activated at the same time, the brain produces more dopamine than it should based on the food's energy content. So basically, modern food is tricking the system. So you can blame our modern diet for your modern addictions. Laser beams could keep watch on your health. A laser device could improve care for hospital patients or those with chronic diseases who need monitoring at home. It can keep tabs on vital signs such as breathing rate for up to up to a meter away, and it even works through your clothes. It's called Smart Health Mod. It's from Israel, and it uses a laser to illuminate a person's chest and a camera equipped with software to analyze the backscattered light. It can measure heartbeat and breathing, can be picked up and translated into a cardiogram. Really interesting stuff. Clinical trials are now underway, so the firm expects to have the device on sale by the end of the year. All right, you buy organic food whenever possible. Should you look for organic wine as well? Well, this article says yes. People who have allergies or other reactions to wine, such as headaches, can be sensitive to the ingredients that aren't typically listed on the label. The major culprit being, and we've talked about this before, sulfites. That's added to wine as a preservative, but it can trigger problems in some people, especially those with asthma, respiratory illnesses. And then also the fact that grapes are one of the most contaminated crops when it comes to pesticides if it's not organic. So always, you know, if you have to drink wine, drink organic wine. My four kinds of wine that I always recommend: unfermented wine, otherwise known as grape juice, de-alcoholized wine. If you like the taste of wine, you can get it without the alcohol. Wine in capsules, otherwise known as grapes. And then fermented wine, which is something I put on my salad, also known as vinegar. So, okay. All right. I'll get off my anti-alcohol soapbox here. okay. Let's see. You know what? We're right on time, so I'll save these two articles for next hour's program, the anti-flu diet, and then Parkinson's link to viruses that kill good gut bacteria. We'll cover that next hour. Okay. When we come back, we'll have Chef Betty McDonald from Lahaina, from Maui, talking about some healthier recipe options. And then on to Dr. Stephen Bradley, who will join in with Chef Betty and talk about healthy cooking and a lot of good things that help your lifestyle to be not only add more life to your years, but also more years to your life. Back after this as the Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio continue.
Is getting a good night's sleep a challenge? Fortunately, there's a superior fast-acting sleep formula called Tranquil Sleep from Natural Factors. This non-habit-forming supplement contains a unique combination of melatonin, 5-HTP, and L-theanine, which works in harmony with your body's natural sleep hormones. Tranquil Sleep can help you fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep sounder, and wake up refreshed, all without feeling drowsy in the morning. The key benefit comes from increasing the time spent in the deeper stages of sleep. It's only in these deeper levels of sleep that we truly experience the rejuvenation, regeneration, and recuperation that sleep provides. Even if you think you get a good night's sleep, give Tranquil Sleep a try. You might be surprised with how much better you've slept by waking up with more energy and enthusiasm to start your day. Learn more at naturalfactors.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Welcome back to Lifestyles of the Fit and Healthy here on Dr. Health Radio. David Snow on your radio, 23 minutes after the hour. Thanks for staying with us. If you can't stay with us all 2 hours long, our show does rebroadcast tonight from 9 to 11 p.m. for Saturday Night Healthy right here on AM 690 or FM 94.3, The Answer. And you can always go to drhealthradio.com. You spell the word doctor now, D-O-C-T-O-R, healthradio.com. In this segment of the program, we have Chef Betty McDonald from, I believe, Lahaina. I know she's on Maui, and she's with us to talk about how we can get our kids healthier, and she's done a lot in that area, and we welcome her to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Chef. I should say Nurse Betty. No, Chef Betty. It's just kidding. maybe you could have a TV show like Nurse Betty. Who was it? America Ferrera. The movie star had that popular. It was a comedy, I guess it was. But anyway, you could have Chef Betty. That sounds like a TV show in the making. Anyway, yeah, how long have you been cooking, Betty? You know, and I got Dr. Stephen Bradley was talking during the break saying that nobody cooks anymore. I'll have you know that I make reservations regularly. That's about the only thing I make. But anyway, how many years have you been cooking or being a chef?
Well, professionally, I guess for almost 19 years.
19 years,
so
okay.
So been doing it for a long time and pretty much always concentrating on pastry. Mm-hmm. That is one of the things I like to eat the most, so that's what I like to cook the most.
All right, so you have Beach Bunny Bakery over there on Maui. Is that in Lahaina?
Yeah, I concentrate in Lahaina. I don't actually have a retail location. I do wholesale and specialty orders all over the island.
All right. And then you specialize in things like gluten-free offerings, or if people need, like a restaurant wants a vegan option or something like that. Is that it?
Yeah, definitely. I don't necessarily specialize in those things, but I know that dietary concerns are real for a lot of people, and I always like to make sure everybody can get the pastries that they want or need for any special occasion.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you've been a pastry chef for some of the top restaurants here in Hawaii. What have you learned over the years that people do they actually, even in a high-end restaurant that's not, you know, like a natural food restaurant or anything, but do they typically ask for more natural fare, or maybe something with a little less sugar or a little lower in fat or something like that? Or was it just indulgent to the max?
No, definitely not indulgent to the max. I actually would say, although I don't necessarily specialize in it, my palate tends to like things that are on the less sweet side. Mm-hmm. So I have a lot of tart and natural fruit flavors in a lot of the things I do, a lot of dark chocolates, things like that. So just naturally, based on the flavors I like to profile, mm-hmm. Tend to be a little bit on the healthier side.
So give us an idea and some examples of some of the pastries or the baked good offerings that you have at Beach Bunny Bakery or some of the things you've created in the past as far as healthier alternatives to the conventional cakes, cookies, and confections.
Oh, yeah. It's actually, nowadays, there's so much information out there. Pretty much any dessert that is your favorite can be almost made in a vegan or gluten-free option, mm-hmm. which is really amazing. There's some great flours out there, so you can have a whole, like, cake, birthday cake or wedding cake made in a complete gluten-free fashion and still have it be really delicious. So
now, what about sweeteners? Exciting. Because there's something like 74 different types of sugar in a typical grocery store. It's either 74 or 78 kinds of sugar people encounter when they go shopping. Do you use things like coconut sugar or date sugar or things that are a little more natural and unrefined than say, fructose or common cane sugar?
I actually usually stick to cane sugar unless there are dietary restrictions needed. Mm-hmm. But like I said, most of my desserts skew towards the less sweet side in general, so it's not quite as heavy. But I do stay away from high fructose corn syrup.
That's good.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. things like that. Yeah.
And then if it's a vegan product, you have to stay away from the honey, right? Because honey is not technically vegan if it's from the bees.
That can be dependent.
How strict the vegan is.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that seems to be a vegan to vegan issue, but yeah.
Okay. Now let's talk about dark chocolate. How dark do you go? How dark is dark for Chef Betty McDonald?
Well, always pretty much a minimum of 72%, but anywhere between 72 to 80%.
Yeah,
those seem to be like the really rich and dark and fruity flavors that I like.
Kind of the sweet spot, which is not such a sweet spot when it comes to what most people's tastes are accustomed to when it comes to chocolate, because they're used to the 20 or 30% milk chocolate that is mostly sugar and milk and little chocolate or little cacao in there. So
exactly.
Yeah. And you know, people find that, I'm sure you find this yourself, that the darker the chocolate, the more satisfying it is and the less you can eat and still be satisfied. So it actually is a plus when it comes to a richer dessert is, you know, you just take a few bites and you're satisfied and you can save the rest for later instead of eating a whole big serving that's going to give you several hundred calories and when you really don't need that. All right. So,
yeah, exactly.
And now tell us what you've been doing for kids over there. The Kids Cook with Heart, you're associated with the American Heart Association. And tell us about some of the programs for elementary, middle, and even high school kids or children.
Well, yeah, it's actually a pretty amazing program. I think it's been going on the mainland for quite a while, but here on the west side of Maui, we're about to enter our fourth year when this new school year starts up. But we have a whole gang of local chefs that go out to the schools, fifth grade, eighth grade, and junior and senior in high school. And we teach them from anywhere from 6 to 10 weeks. A range of healthy cooking classes, and we really like to base it off of foods that they like to eat now and showcase and show them how they can be making them at home versus buying it and the healthiest way to make it at home.
So is there a healthy way to make Spam, or is that an oxymoron because everybody eats Spam in Hawaii?
I'm not sure about Spam, but there are a few people making their own homemade versions of Spam, so those are probably better for you than mass produced.
Definitely.
But yeah, we stay away from processed meats when we're teaching the kids to cook.
Now you don't just teach them desserts, you teach them entrees and side dishes and salads and things like that.
Yeah, so we always start out with salsa, which you know, a lot of people can buy in a jar, but that's going to have a lot of salt, a lot of preservatives, probably some sugar added in there too. So we always start with salsa. It's an easy recipe, but it also teaches the kids a lot of knife skills because we want them we want them to be safe and healthy. Mm-hmm. So we always want to start out with those strong knife skills and make sure that everyone has the safety behind them. And we drill that into them, and then we start getting into the healthy cooking.
Oh, okay. And then from salsa, where do you progress from there to teach the kids different recipes?
I mainly concentrate in the elementary school, so they have a little bit different recipes than the high school does. But for the elementary school, we do salsas, and then we do healthy smoothies.
Oh, good.
You know, we have a couple of smoothie shops here, but, you know, those are using sherbets and ice creams and whatnot. So we show them how to just use fruits and vegetables.
Right.
And surprisingly, they always like the kale and mango smoothie more than
really?
The berry smoothie.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're always excited. We're like, who likes this one? And they all raise their hand, and we're like, who likes this one? And they don't necessarily all raise their hand for the berry one, so it's pretty exciting to get them really hopped up on liking kale smoothies.
Getting back to salsa, the only vegetable I absolutely hate is cilantro. So don't put any, if you're making salsa for me, don't put cilantro in it. It's the most bizarre tasting vegetable. Anyway, all right. So is this an ongoing program, or how can people get involved if a parent is listening or a family member?
Yeah, so it's been really amazing. The Saunders family out of west side of Maui, they donated the money to get the program started and funded for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we have had other donors come on since then.
I know that the American Heart Association is a generous sponsor as well, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's their program, so right. Even though it's concentrated locally, yeah. And if you donate to Maui, if you text Maui Kids to 71777, all of that money is going to come to Maui. And as much money as we can get, we'd like to expand the program island-wide and have it be on all shores of Maui, not just the west side.
Right, and then all shores of each of the four major islands as well, right?
Yeah, if we can grow it all the way to Hawaii, that would be even spectacular.
Yeah, great. All right. I know that Dr. Stephen Bradley is going to put in his two cents when it comes to what you're doing. And actually, let's, you know what? We need to take a break. Can you stay with us until after the break, Betty?
Yeah, sure can.
Okay, great. We'll take a brief break here and be back with more information for your good health. We're talking today with Chef Betty McDonald from Beach Bunny Bakery in Maui. And then we'll be talking when we come back from this brief break. With internist Dr. Stephen Bradley from the Waianae Coast Comprehensive Health Center. And we'll find out what he's doing for his patients to make them healthier via healthy recipes and cooking. So back after this as we continue here on The Healthiest, 2 hours on radio.
A new study tells men how they can keep their sperm healthy. Hi there, health fans. Dick Allgaier here. Hear that, men? How to have healthy sperm. I have a report. Can you believe scientific reports? A new study raises some questions about that. And the FAA rules on the safety of cramped airline seats. Oh, they didn't help us at all. I'm going to have the stories coming up in my health report in the next hour of the Dr. Health Show.
AM 690, The Answer, KHNR, Honolulu, a service of Salem Communications, on the NASDAQ at SALM, AM 690, The Answer.
Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nagata. Where did you get that smile that makes you you? Where did you get that confidence that lets you look like you do? What a look. Yes, you're looking good. You take care of your teeth just like you should. Where did you get that smile? The one that belongs to you. Nothing looks so right than a smile that's so bright. Tell me, where did you get that smile? You can smile so beautifully. Beautiful smiles are specialty. Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nagata.
Snow,
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 snow.
It is David Snow on your radio. Hey, stay connected to yourself, to others, to nature, and of course, to us. And because here at Dr. Health Radio, we connect you with the information you need to stay healthy. And you can connect to us if you have any questions for our guests at 833, that's a toll-free number, and then 296-8255, which spells out TALK, which is what we're doing today, is talking about your health and how to be healthier. In the studio with us is Dr. Stephen Bradley. He is, as I mentioned, an internist, and also he's the Big Kahuna at the Waianae Coast Comprehensive Health Center in Waianae, and we welcome him to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Dr. Bradley. How the health are you? It's been a number of years. Where
have
you been?
It has been. It's not the first time that I'm on this show.
That's right. So.
Yeah, yeah, thanks very much. It's great to see you again. And hi, Betty. How you doing? You know, it's so funny.
Aloha.
You're talking about knife skills, and it's funny. I was reading an article the other day talking about the shaka, and they said the origin was probably a Hawaiian fisherman who had lost his three middle fingers in an accident.
Oh,
so those
no.
that's all he had, and that's where it came from.
Uh-oh.
So we don't want the kids to do their shakas on that basis. So I agree. Knife skills are really important.
Make sure your knives are sharp so you don't have to overly
that's right.
Use
don't
too much
hack
pressure.
Things.
Yeah, right, right. All right. So we have you both on. Now, what's your passion in bringing healthier food to children, Dr. Bradley?
Well, the thing that struck me is that, you know, out in Waianae is a particular population. We have the largest number of Native Hawaiians in the world.
That's right.
And
mm-hmm.
The thing about a Native Hawaiian population is there is a difference in the origins of a lot of the problems of childhood obesity. You have a genetic predisposition and an environmental trigger. We have so many fast food restaurants in Waianae that it's hard to avoid them. And yet, when I first got out there almost 25 years ago, it was a food desert. It was a nutritional food desert. There was really nowhere to go, nothing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, given a disadvantaged population, et cetera. We have since really worked on farmers markets. We now have three farmers markets that are working. Our nutritionists do basically food demos, because one of the biggest things is you can provide the healthy foods, but what do you do with them? And we were talking
sure.
earlier about people, and it's so great that Betty is intervening early on in the schools to teach kids how to cook, because it's becoming a lost art. So that's one of the things that we concentrate on, too, is not only here's the food, but this is what you can do with it.
Wow.
So that's been a big thing out there. And, you know, there are so many health problems that are connected to obesity. And the Hawaiians, as I said, just a genetic predisposition because of the total change in diet and lifestyle since Western contact.
And yet, if they follow a native diet, they have the advantage over other populations in that they're healthier. They're above average in health if mm-hmm. they stick to their native diet.
Exactly.
So it's a two-edged sword. I mean, they can go to either extreme.
And that's one of the things that we've done, is that we've promoted a lot of use of native plants and mm-hmm. Starches. You know, one of the biggest things is refined starches and sugars
that's
in the
right.
diet right
yeah.
now, and that's rampant out there with real very deleterious effects. Type 2 diabetes, when I was in medical school, was considered age onset. And we used to talk about the fact that people in their 50s and 60s would start to get
precisely,
diabetes
yeah.
because their pancreas just wasn't functioning well mm-hmm. enough, et cetera. Now we're seeing 10, 11-year-olds. I've seen an 11-year-old weighing 280 pounds and having a fulminant type 2 diabetes, which was based on insulin resistance. They're producing all the insulin they want, but it's not getting to the cells mm-hmm. where it's needed. And that's what we're dealing with today. So the problem starts really early, and so the sooner we can get to the kids, the better off we are.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's like a tag team. You and Chef Betty really are, you should be traveling the different islands.
Got to get a road show going, for sure.
Right, exactly, or a TV show,
yeah.
one of the two. Yeah.
And it really is amazing how it permeates the home, too, because a lot of the parents don't necessarily know how to cook. No one showed them anything. So they have their kids coming home really jazzed and excited about what they just learned in school. And they're like, I'm going to show you how to cut a tomato, Mom. I'm going to show you what we did in class today, Dad.
Excellent.
And they get really, really excited, and they bring it home to everybody.
Wow.
So that's kind of the biggest rewarding
Definitely.
Part of the class. And then to see the kids out in the community with their parents, and they drag them over and they're like, this is who taught me how to make the healthy pancakes, and this is who taught us how to make the smoothies. So, yeah, it's really exciting.
Right. Now, Betty, since you're there over there on Maui, Dr. Bradley was talking about the native population as well as the native diet. Did you go? I've been going every year so far, the Hana Taro Festival in April. Have you ever been to that?
You know what? I never have been.
Oh,
to that.
That's really a great.
It sounds really amazing.
It's everything made with taro. Of course, there's some taro chips and things like that are not so healthy, but a lot of healthy foods made with the taro root, and in addition to poi, all different varieties of poi, both the dry land and wetland poi. It's really amazing, and so I think we should have more of these festivals of native foods. I remember back in 2011, I put on the first Hawaii Ginger Festival at the Hawaii Kai Shopping Center, and we had all things ginger, which is an anti-inflammatory herb and great, you know, spice, and it has a multitude of health benefits. But anyway, let's just make people aware that of all the great foods we have here in the islands that are some of the healthiest foods on earth, papayas and bananas, the apple bananas, there's no other banana that tastes, I mean, it puts the Cavendish bananas, which are 99% of the bananas out there, to shame as far as the flavor and the consistency and texture and everything. And so do you use, Betty, do you use a lot of the local foods in your cooking and your recipes?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Certainly possible. For the kids, because we like to, you know, we ask them to raise their hands, who has papaya trees in the back, who has mango trees in the back.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of kids are lucky enough that they do have a lot of local fruits in their yards or in their neighbors' yards that they all share back and forth. So we're always trying to teach them how they can utilize stuff. And even before it goes bad, hey, why don't you prep a bunch of smoothie stuff, put all that in the freezer, and then it's going to be even easier for you guys the next time you want to make a smoothie or a fruit salsa or something like that.
And I want to give credit to the other islands too. Kauai has the Coconut Festival every year. The Big Island, of course, has the Coffee Festival and the Cacao Festival, which I attended to, a couple years ago, I think, and they're in Kailua Kona. But we need to have more of this and just bring more awareness to the population and the different communities of right in your own backyard, literally, are some of the most nutritious foods that can keep you healthy and help prevent disease.
And David, you know what, out in Waianae, one of the things that we've had, we're going on our second, third year now, of the Malcolm Mackay Festival. It's a two-day festival is in August.
Okay.
So keep an eye out for that.
Yeah.
And it is, so the first day is Mauka, so up in the mountains, again, up at Ka'ala Farms with Taro, the Lo'i. And all the other Ulu, we've done a lot of work with Ulu, and we have Ulu groves on the grounds of the Waianae Comprehensive Health Center, and have actually, at one point, we were working with the Ulu Society and the University of Hawaii to give out Ulu trees for people to take back to their homes and actually grow it.
That is great.
And then the second day of the Malcolm Mackay is down at Poka'i Bay and talking about the ocean and the resources.
Sure.
So that's a really good festival that we do every year out there.
That'll be in August.
That'll be in August.
Okay.
So that's one of those things that we are doing. And, you know, it's interesting. Betty was talking about salt and processed food. That is really, if you think about it, one of the biggest problems of salt today, and we talk about high blood pressure, hypertension, American Heart Association is very cognizant of that, and the damage that it can do. There's even a link now possibly to promoting Alzheimer's disease, not causing, but definitely one of the factors in it.
That's right.
And it's not so much the salt you use when you're cooking at home or even in the salt shaker. It's the processed foods and the restaurant's foods that are loaded with salt. And Betty can certainly vouch for that. In the restaurant industry, we know that two things enhance flavor, and one is fat and the other is salt. And so salt is used quite liberally. And the fats, you know, it's important. We were obsessing on fat for a long time, but I think the important thing with fat is that it's healthy fats. Healthy fats do enhance flavor. They do enhance satiety. So good, healthy, polyunsaturated, monounsaturated fats is the way to go. And again, if you're cooking at home, there's no way you're going to be overdosing on your fat.
Mm-hmm. And avocados. I mean, so many people have avocado trees right in their own backyard. And that's one of the healthiest fats you can consume. By the way, did you know that avocados in Hawaii have a higher fat content than the ones on the mainland?
Yep.
And which is why they taste better.
Yeah, definitely tastes good.
Yeah. So, can you give before we let you go, Betty? Can you give our listeners maybe just a simple recipe that they can, a take-home recipe that they can try this weekend? Maybe either dessert or something of your choice that is simple and easy to prepare. I know,
well,
put you on the spot. I didn't give you that ahead
of
time.
Really did. But I would say, I mean, we actually have an avocado in our backyard, and I really do just love making guacamole. You really can't beat it. You don't need too many things. You know, get some fresh avocados, hopefully from your backyard or neighbor's yard.
Okay.
You know, all you need is lime, that delicious cilantro.
Get me away. Keep me away.
And some onions and garlic. And I mean, you really can't beat it. And you can make your own avocado toast at home and save yourself a bunch of money and also eat really healthy. So.
All right. And I was just handed, you have a website, don't you? The Maui.
Yeah, well, we have.
Go ahead.
Yeah, for the for Maui Kids Cook with Heart, it's MauiKCWH.heart.org, and that'll help you get all the information you need on the program. And then, like I said, if you text the Maui Kids to 71777, you can help us raise funds so we can grow this island wide and then statewide.
And then, does Chef Betty have a website as well?
Oh, I do. It's B3ABeachBunnyBakery.com.
I love that. And where did you get that name? How did you come up with that?
You know what? B3 is a name I had for a long time, related to something when I was working in culinary school. And so I was trying to work in tropical and fun. And Beach Bunny Bakery just came to me.
All right. No relation to Playboy Bunny Bakery, but and it's not Nurse Betty, it's Chef Betty. So thank you so much, Chef Betty. Give us a few restaurants where people can find your delectable, nutritious desserts on Maui.
Oh, yeah, great. If you're looking for gluten-free and dark chocolate, I would check out Leilani's on the Beach. They have an excellent chocolate flourless that they pair with local honey and local strawberries.
And so that's in Lahaina, is it?
Yep, in Whalers Village.
Whalers Village, okay. Leilani's restaurant.
All right. On the beach. Yeah,
on the beach.
Leilani's on the beach.
Okay, great. All right. Thanks so much, Chef Betty, for being with us.
Thank you.
All right. There goes Chef Betty on Maui. And we need to take just one more break here to keep the lights on. And when we come back, we'll have Dr. Stephen Bradley talking more about healthy food choices and some recipe and menu suggestions and a lot more here on the Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio. You can always go to the website, drhealthradio.com. That's drhealthradio.com. Our show will be podcast after today. If you want to listen to the rebroadcast of the show, just you can go anytime to the website and listen to all of our previous shows right there at drhealthradio.com. Back after this, so don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy.
By now, you've heard about the popularity of products containing cannabis-based CBD because of the many benefits people are experiencing by taking them. What you may not know, though, is that there are other plants besides cannabis that contain these same cannabinoids. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the global leader in the research and development of plant-based phytocannabinoids, offers you 5 dual-acting formulas for the results you expect. Choose from Bliss, Brain, Calm, Inflame, and Sleep. And no matter which doctor-formulated product you choose, you can feel confident that every one of Emerald's safe and effective science-based nutritional supplements are the best value for the price. So if you're someone who's looking for more vibrant health and energy, stop by your favorite health store today to check out the next big thing, the hot products from Emerald Health Bioceuticals, or check them out at emeraldhealthbio.com. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the endocannabinoid company.
When it comes to probiotics, why do employees, managers, and owners of health stores recommend and personally take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the fastest-acting medicinal-strength probiotic. With patented stomach acid-resistant delivery, prebiotic stimulation, and guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity fast while providing all the long-term benefits of a superior probiotic supplement. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potencies or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without delivery, and more strains are not necessarily better. Theralac is optimally formulated for results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with guaranteed strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Welcome back to your weekly dose of verbal vitamins. Hey, what's as bad as having an eating disorder? Suffering from a seating disorder. That is sitting too much. So whether it's overeating or overseating, they're both bad for you. So do your best to eliminate both your eating and your unnecessary seating. And we talked about that during the break. If you're just joining us, Dr. Stephen Bradley from the Waianae Coast Comprehensive Health Center is with us. And Dr. Bradley, let's talk about the fact that so few schools have physical education programs anymore, and that phys ed classes or the gym classes is not required anymore, whether it's in grade school, middle school, or high school. Talk about that in relation to diet and, sure. and our health.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate that the middle schools here in Hawaii now have no obligation, no legal regulation to provide phys ed. And that's probably the moment in history that in the child's history where it's the most important.
Sure.
But they do find it's amazing when you look at male and female children growing up, they have equal exercise patterns all through childhood up till about middle school, and then there's a variance. And the boys tend to be a little more physical fit, and the girls tend to fall off the curve.
Okay.
So even more important is keeping that stimulus going all through. And, you know, it's the difference between gym and phys ed. Gym is just kids playing, and you'll always have a bunch of kids that are actually engaging in sports activity or running or whatever, and a whole bunch on the side that are just watching them engage. Phys ed goes much further as to education in health and body image and all sorts of other things that in those formative years are really important. So I think we have to really talk about getting phys ed back in the schools. I think it would be really important. And just talking about diet, back to food in general, which
right.
is important, is, you know, we're always obsessing on the quantitative part, how much you're eating, how many calories you're eating. I think the most important thing is looking at the qualitative. In other words, what is your diet made up of?
Exactly.
You know, because most people's diet today are really heavy on refined starches,
mm-hmm.
Which then get turned right into sugar, which then causes insulin resistance, and you get diabetes, et cetera. And don't forget that it's not a one-size-fits-all. We were talking about Native Hawaiians, but in racial groups such as the Filipinos, we find that diabetes and other health problems start at a much lower BMI, a much lower weight.
Oh.
It's just a genetic propensity.
Yeah,
so
right.
it varies from ethnic background to ethnic background. So that's really important, is there's no one-size-fits-all. However, the getting off refined carbohydrates, getting more to the unrefined, getting more to the natural carbohydrates that we have here, to kalo, to ulu, to other things, really does help not only the Hawaiian population but everybody. Brown rice instead of white rice.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at your lean protein intake, I think, is really important. And realizing fish is a very important thing in your diet. We talk about omega-3 fatty acids. More and more studies are showing that, you know, you can take a pill for omega-3, but it doesn't do as much good as actually eating the food, whether it be flax or whether it be fatty fish,
mm-hmm.
that contain the omega-3s. There's something in that appears to be more potent than just a synthesized version.
And on the flip side of that, Dr. Bradley, is the fact that people think that any fish is going to be high in omega-3s. And the fish burger you get at the fast food restaurant is fried in
right.
An unnatural omega-6 rich oil that is going to be pro-inflammatory, not
exactly.
anti-inflammatory like the omega-3s. And then things like tilapia. I know it's a delicacy on the mainland. It's a throwaway fish here.
Mm-hmm.
Tilapia is very high in arachidonic acid.
Right.
It's low in omega-3s, and it's not good for you. I mean,
yeah.
it's not a good fish from the omega-3 standpoint at all. It's the last fish you want to have on your menu.
Right, because it's competing with the omega-3s,
right.
exactly. So, yeah. And so it is important. There's a lot to learn in that. And there are, I through the American Heart Association, I was basically working with KCC on putting out a couple
really?
Of cookbooks
okay.
that were really wonderful. One of them was on fish, and they explained that in that
okay.
book about qualities of fish and what fish
mm-hmm.
are better than others for your diet.
Okay.
And let's never forget tofu, beans, very important protein sources that often get overlooked in today's dietary
mm-hmm.
world.
Yep.
So, and, you know, you go to a restaurant, and so many people today, that's where the source of food is. It's takeout and it's restaurants. A lot of things, you have to really look at the menu carefully and look at keywords. Avoid crispy. Crispy is another word for deep fried, and that's not the best for you.
Breaded. Crunchy.
You got it.
Coconut shrimp.
Yeah, all those things that play with your head, you know, as we were talking about earlier. But you can always ask in any restaurant situation if they would prepare your food a little bit differently.
And That's right.
The simpler you go, the more genuine you go, the better off you go.
And, you know, people think, oh, I don't want to they don't want to disturb or trouble the chef or the waitress or whoever. But actually, a lot of times it's a challenge for them. And I've done that many times, and I come out with the envious plate on the table of my peers. And wow, how'd you get that, David? Well, I asked the chef, you know, and order off the menu.
And another thing that, you know, we're looking into it still in a lot of the studies are looking into it, a lot of the research, but the gut microbiome is a really important thing.
We did a show on that recently.
Yeah, so trying to increase your fermented food intake seems to really help. And the thing that we can do very simply is fiber. Increase your fiber.
The gut
organisms love fiber. It's amazing the things we're learning about how gut bacteria communicate with the rest of the body, the hormonal system, and even the brain. Things to do with state of mind and depression that are altered by gut microbiome.
You know, if I ever leave the show, you could just be my guest host. Or actually, you could be a better host than me. You're just so knowledgeable, and you could talk a mile a minute. I mean, that's a compliment. I don't mean you're too loquacious.
No. I come from New York, and that's the way. I've slowed down over time.
Oh, wow. Okay. Anyway, so we just have a minute or so left. Is there a contact for either the American Heart Association or your office if you'd like to give one?
I would say the important thing right now is www.heart.org is an incredible resource for all sorts of information in all ways. And allows you to go on and basically start your studies and your research.
Great. Thanks, Dr. Stephen Bradley from the Waianae Coast Comprehensive Health Center. All right. When we come back from the top of the hour of Fox News, Glenn Dunsweiler will be with us. He's a former Hollywood producer. He'll be talking about homelessness and health, how it affects those who are, as well as those who are affected by those who are homeless. And then we'll talk to Dr. Ira Williams, a former oral surgeon who explains how and why to be a healthcare warrior and what we can do to improve our healthcare system in America. So, plus all of our regular features as well on hour number two of the Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio. So stick around after the top of the hour, Fox News. I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.